Apple.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Go to teamlifestyle.com. A lot of NFL players, ex-NFL players now, are showing some abnormal brain activity, a new study finds. They're saying now that, of course, understanding the brains of NFL players, which has kind of been a controversy, do they get damaged, do they not, with all the, obviously, the physical activity that they go through. But researchers at the Imperial College of London looked at about 13 unnamed former NFL players who believe they were suffering from neurological issues compared them to about 60 healthy volunteers, they said. Well, the NFL alumni showed some of the most pronounced abnormalities in brain activity that I've ever seen, said Adam Hampshire. He's a physician. He's also the lead author of the study and the researcher from the Department of Medicine at Imperial College London. He said in a statement, "The critical fact is that the level of brain abnormality correlates strongly with a measure of head impacts of great enough severity to warrant being taken out of play." He said this means that it's likely that damage caused by blows to the head accumulate toward the excessive impairment in later life. So the players who suffer the most hits to the head while playing show the most abnormalities. Frontal lobe dementia, which is a rare type of dementia, is linked to personality changes, aggressive behavior, and language problems. Unfortunately, there's no surefire way to protect against the type of brain abnormality. And John Hart, who's a medical science director at the Center for Brain Health at the University of Texas in Dallas, said the group data suggests that the brain regions are not communicating as well after a concussive exposure to the NFL, Dr. Hart said. So it was interesting, definitely. He said the NFL is taking steps now to reduce the frequency and severity of concussions, including banning players from leading with their helmet and instituting a concussion protocol to determine if a player is fit to return. And the NFL came to a $765 million settlement with former players to provide medical treatment for conditions such as Alzheimer's, dementia, and brain injuries that can be linked to their play. So it's important to monitor player safety at all levels, Dr. Hart Jr. said. Return to play rules need to be outlined and enacted if there is a head injury. So interesting. He said one long-term study published in 2012 found that NFL players are at four times higher risk of ALS, which is pretty impressive, actually. However, the study was conducted by looking at death certificates, and Turner said that long-term studies of NFL players that follow them before, during, and after their career are necessary to fully understand the true risk that they're facing. Turner also said, he said the limitations point to the need for more comprehensive and long-term study of professional football players and other athletes to determine the possible long-term damages of continual physical activity such as this. Interesting, though. And the constant hitting that they have in the NFL, I mean, I'm definitely not knocking it. I used to play football and still love the game. I think that, I mean, it is what it is. It's a game. So there's going to be a lot of people that argue that. If you get in the game, you know the risk. And you play it for your whole life, you know the risk. But, you know, again, then you got to think about, do you want your kids playing that? And that whole scenario is going through parents' heads as they keep talking about this more on ESPN. A lot of the different networks have carried coverage about this recently. It's kind of a hot topic. But at the end of the day, I mean, finding out what the reality is for brain issues is a big deal. It really is. It'll be interesting to see what they find. I'll probably stay on top of that. It's an interest to me for sure, and I'll keep you up to date as new research comes out. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Check us out on the web. Go to teamlifestyle.com. And if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle care that we talk about, you can go to the website, find someone. Our team members are available during the day to help you find one of those professionals in your area. And if you want to ask me a question, it's okay. Some people don't like calling in the show. It's okay. If you want me to answer in private, just go to the teamlifestyle.com website. Click on Ask a Question. We do look at all those. All right. Now, quote for the hour I want to hit on is from Hunter Thompson. It says, I have a theory about truth is never told during the 9 to 5 hours. During the work day, they say. All right, 8 tips for allergy relief, too. I want to get into that in just a moment. First, I'm going to go to Donna. Hi, Donna.
I have pseudodiabetes type 2. I want to see what he has to say about that.
Well, I got a lot to say about type 2 diabetes. I mean, it's one of the top health challenges that we face today, and so many people struggle with it, but it's one of those health challenges that you can come out of. And as much as you can eat your way in and have poor lifestyle choices that can put you in that kind of challenge, if you really get a good game plan together, get your physician on board, maybe get a dietitian, a personal trainer, someone to kind of work with you, you can really start making some strong strides in that area. And one of them, meaning your eating habits, that's the biggest key. Because remember, diabetes is where the pancreas begins to break down, right? The pancreas breaks down, and then, of course, the body can't handle blood sugar as well. The insulin receptors begin to fade, and they don't work as well. And so there's kind of a little cascade that happens. But what's the root cause of it? And the root cause is eating processed foods, eating too much sugar, not getting the right kind of nutrition in, not getting good healthy fats and good lean quality proteins. It's not getting the right kind of nutrition over and over and over again. Then the body finally breaks down. And that's when the medicine begins, and that's when they give you the diagnosis. And that's when numbers like the hemoglobin A1C, that's when that number goes up. And your blood sugar levels go up, and your doctor says, well, you have diabetes. So it's like, then what do you do? Well, it's all about making first a change in your mind. You restructure and reset your mind to think, okay, if I made poor choices getting to this place, then I know without a shadow of a doubt I can make new choices and head in a completely different direction. And it's the truth. Literally, you can start making changes in your life, go a completely different direction, and end up in a place where you want to be. They know, and it's proven in the research, that if you start exercising on a regular basis, that if you eat low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, you stay away from a lot of the processed foods. We know that if you eat healthy fats like almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, and if you have good lean quality proteins in your diet on a steady basis, not skipping meals, not eating one big meal a day, but maybe steady feedings, 4 or 5 meals throughout the day. Dietitians are teaching this now. Talk to one that's been trained in more of diabetes education. You'll find that. And so the steady amount of nutrition that we put inside of our body, along with exercise, transitioning our lifestyle habits, that's what makes it win. Now, there's a lot of little things that are out there, little tidbits, tools, and tricks, like adding cinnamon to your meals. It's a great spice, and it has incredible research on it in lowering blood pressure and also supporting lowering blood sugar. So it can support a lot of those type issues. Great research out there on that. So look at that. Look at little tips like that. Also, you've got chromium picolinate, apple folic acid, and that could go down the gamut in the supplements. But don't get hung up on those. I'm a bigger fan of changing your eating habits and getting your lifestyle in order. I always say that the supplements will kick in and add in that little extra, but they're never the root cause. And don't just blow off your medicine. Your doctor needs to know everything that's going on if you're going to do a new lifestyle plan. So get them involved, make them part of the team, but make the decision that you want to live well. We'll be right back. Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Live lines are open, 888-283-7272. If you haven't signed up for Facebook or Twitter, you ought to do that. Stay in touch with everything we have going on, and it's a great way to stay in touch during the day. If you have questions about your health and you can reach out to us, we'll be able to get answers to you that way as well. Plus, it's great to be a part of the discussion that we have each and every day. Let's go and kick it off with Lori. Hi, Lori.
Hi, Dr. Asa. How are you?
Doing well, darling.
I have a couple of questions. One of them is regarding tachycardia. My uncle is in his 60s, and apparently he's been to a cardiologist over the last few months, and when I talked to him last, he said that all of his tests are coming back negative. Tachycardia seems to be occurring mostly at night, and from the information I got, he said his heart rate's 160 to 200, and it lasts for a few hours.
Okay. That's been going on for how long?
You know, I think for several months. I know he has a history of being a type 2 diabetic, and I believe he also has some hypertension and is taking some medicine for that.
All right. Okay. Well, it's one of those issues where, you know, if I knew all of the pieces of the puzzle, it would be helpful. Do you know if they checked his thyroid out?
I don't know about that.
Yeah. That's one big cause that can cause tachycardia, especially if the EKG tends to be normal for the most part. And then if all the other tests are normal and they're by scratching their head, I'm assuming they checked his thyroid. Surely they did. The other one is it happens when he lays down at night. That's when it kicks in.
He said the evening, the nighttime, the evening time is when he notices it, yep.
Does he, what is his age, 60?
He's over 60.
Over 60. And is this, how's his stress levels been in the last 6 months?
I don't think it's changed. He's been retired for several years, so he has kind of a cush lifestyle as far as, like, not having to work and things like that.
But what did he do before?
I believe he worked for the airlines. He was some sort of mechanic.
Did he enjoy what he did?
Oh, yeah, I think he did. But I think he did have a high-stress life at that time.
Yeah, but did he enjoy the work? Like, was it something he complained about, or was he excited about it? He enjoyed what he did?
I believe he enjoyed it because he retired from that job. That's the only job he did.
Okay. You know, something that happens to guys, I mean, again, this could be, there's three sides to our health. There's the mental side, which is our mind, our emotions, the subconscious mind. You have the chemical side, which is, it can be nutritional deficiencies, it can be toxicity. There's a lot of issues that can be on the chemical side of things. And then the structural side, bones, muscles, nerves. So you've got all three sides to our health. It's kind of a complete picture. And we always want to look at the chemical side. What's breaking down? What body part's not working right? Is there a deficiency? What supplement do you take? But the reality is, in this kind of situation, it can be a couple of things. Now, typically when, let's say all the tests are clear. They're all normal. And everybody's scratching their head. Okay, let's just say for the sake of the story, and that's kind of what's happened, but let's say that's exactly what's going on. All right? Well, in that kind of situation, you've got to start thinking, okay, what else in the body could make the heart go tachycardic, could make the heart rate go up? Well, one of the big things is that when you change the position, going from standing up to lying down, and the heart rate increases, it usually is a determination of adrenal fatigue. The adrenals are, your adrenal glands are the body's stress glands. They sit on top of the kidneys. And when they get worn out, they can get worn out by a multitude of ways. They can get worn out just by stress, emotional stress, physical stress, whatever it might be. There's a lot of different stressors that can typically do that, can wear them out. And when he goes from standing up to lying down, if his heart rate goes up, all the other tests are negative, it could be adrenal fatigue. Now, you're thinking, well, why? How is that even possible? When the guy's got a cush lifestyle, he's retired, and he's just hanging out. Well, here's the deal. Unfortunately, men derive a lot of who they are by the work that they do. And that's great if he did this job for 30 years, but now he's retired, and financially he's okay, but mentally he might not be okay. Because although it's nice to take a break for a little while if you've been busting your can, at the end of the day, a man wants to feel like he has purpose, especially if he's a hard worker, if he's got good work ethic. I mean, there's some guys that are just lazy and they don't want to do anything. I don't know what to do with all that. I don't even understand that mindset. I have a hard time with that. But then there's guys that get up and they just run hard all day, and they've just got an intense drive to make a difference and to have an impact in life, regardless of what that is for them. Whatever their gifts and talents and abilities are, they want to do their best. And they want to serve, and they want to leave a legacy of something in themselves here on this earth when they leave, to their kids and their grandkids. And I think that when a man retires, something happens. And it's kind of like you work hard and, you know, then all of a sudden you retire and you're like, is this all there is? I'm just going to like fade out. And the stress of that could be causing some of these issues. And they could be subconscious. He could probably tell you, I'm fine. I don't know what's going on. He's probably, you know, if he's got that kind of mentality. But the reality is, you know, that a lot of men go through this. And that could be his body's way of adapting or, you know, trying to cope with the stress of not working and not being at the pace that he used to be at. So it's something to consider for sure. And I mean, I wouldn't even ask him those questions, you know, without him getting defensive, and actually see if you can dig in there a little bit, see if you can figure out exactly what's going on, and kind of, you know, find that place where he's at. And again, adrenal fatigue, if it is in that category, and it could be adrenal fatigue driven by the emotions, and if it is, there's a lot of things supplemental you can do from, you know, eating better. You avoid red meat, red wine, processed foods. That can increase and strengthen the adrenal glands. Salt intake, provided he doesn't have high blood pressure, can actually really help rebuild the adrenals. People that crave salt are in adrenal fatigue for the most part. And, you know, there's several supplements, phosphatidylserine, green tea. There's a lot of great healthy foods that can rebuild the adrenals, vitamin B5, vitamin C. There's a lot of great things you can look into. But at the end of the day, I think you have to get to the root of what's going on. See, when all the medical tests say negative, that's when the common sense meter needs to kick in. And you need to start looking at some of the mental type of issues. Tackle those and watch what happens with the self.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally. I air expressed it up to her. Within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-416. Six, safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Check us out on the web. Go to teamlifestyle.com. Looking for a lifestyle provider in your area, professional practitioner that can take you to the next level, coach you to the next level with your health and your life, go to mylifestyleproviders.com. You can check it out there. And also, you need to shoot me an email. Go to the website, click on Ask a Question, and you can fill that out there, and we'll either answer in private or make it part of the show, whatever you prefer. Food for the hour. Going to talk about pumpkins. It's that time of year, I guess, that the pumpkins are always kind of a big issue. I like the taste of them. If you ever had pumpkin pie, there's a way you can make it with stevia and some really natural ingredients. It tastes fantastic. Go to the website. We'll have some information about it there. But the health benefits of pumpkins are amazing. Pumpkin seeds, one of my favorites. They're loaded with great antioxidants and fatty acids in there. They're great for prostate health. Amazing. It's one of the low-calorie vegetables, believe it or not. 100 grams of fruit provide about 26 calories. It's really, really low in calories, but it's very high in dietary fiber, minerals, and vitamins. And also, pumpkin is a storehouse for many of the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin A, vitamin C, and vitamin E. With about 7,000 milligrams per 100 grams, it's one of the vegetables featuring the highest levels of vitamin A that we have, about 246% of the RDA. That means it's great for the eyes, believe it or not, great for the skin and mucous membranes as well. It's also an excellent source in the flavonoid compounds like the alpha and beta carotenes, lutein, and xanthan, which is great for the eyes. And, of course, the xanthan is a natural antioxidant which helps with the skin. Astaxanthin, you may have heard of that. And so it blocks the UV rays filtering in the macula with the eyes and also helps with the skin and helps with the age-related macular degeneration, which is kind of a hot topic and been one for quite some time. We get a lot of questions here on the show about that. And the fruit is also, it's a great source of B-complex, like folate, niacin, vitamin B6 in the form of pyridoxine, thiamine, and pantothenic acid. It's a rich source of minerals like copper, calcium, potassium, and phosphorus. And pumpkin seeds are an excellent source of dietary fiber. Of course, again, these are my favorite. Love them. They're fantastic. They're loaded with about 30 grams of protein, believe it or not. So 100 grams of pumpkin seeds provides about 559 calories, 30 grams of protein, and about 4,000 milligrams of niacin. So it's loaded with just some powerful nutrients. Further, the seeds are an excellent source of health-promoting tryptophan, which helps you sleep. And it also converts into GABA in the brain, which helps your body chill out and get into that nice, deep resting stage of sleep. So it's amazing. I mean, pumpkins are not just seasonal. I mean, it's something that should be eaten year-round, I think. And also the pumpkin seeds are fantastic. So you can make that a part if you're a sunflower seed kind of person. Maybe shift over to the pumpkin seeds and see how you feel. They're amazing. Of course, have all kinds of great health benefits. It's the allergy season for a lot of folks, or headed that way, I guess. And a lot of people struggle with seasonal allergies. It's a big topic. Of course, you know, again, United States, there's little pockets of areas where people really kind of have a tough time with it. You've got ragweed and Bradford pears and all the different types of things blooming or things shutting down. And so there's a lot of symptoms that can really kick in. There's a Dr. Rahonda who talked a lot about the body being exposed and a lot of issues with like itchy eyes and nose, wheezing and asthma in the lungs, and the mouth getting that itchiness in the back of the throat. You ever have that? Upset stomach, diarrhea. You can have some anaphylaxis too, which is an extreme reaction. Skin, always the hives, the dry skin, eczema. They can always be a big part of allergies in the season. And sometimes it's not seasonal. Sometimes it's just something that you deal with on a regular basis. But I can tell you, here's some tips, they say, for a lot of the fall allergies that can be helpful. This is from a Dr. Schaefer that we pulled. And so here it is. He says that for indoor allergens and outdoor, these are some ways just to protect you and kind of take care of your environment. Again, we can control our environment only so much. I mean, when you shut the doors in your house, you can definitely do things to support it and make the air cleaner and make it better. But again, with what's going on outside and with you going outside and that sort of thing, you have to make a good game plan. So that's what the doctor says. He says the body, okay, so the dehumidifiers actually help with breathing. They get rid of the sensitive dust and the mold. The dust mites and molds, they flourish in a humid environment. And, of course, a dehumidifier can help reduce the indoor allergy symptoms. Stay clean. One of the best ways to minimize your allergy exposure is to wash pollens off your skin and hair as soon as possible after spending time outside. You should also change your shoes before entering the house and change clothes inside the front doorway to reduce the amount of pollen that you bring into the house. It's a good tip. Check pollen levels. So if your area is designated as a high pollen zone, it's always best to avoid going outdoors. Keep your activities inside for a few days during the high pollen count. And if possible, minimize your exposure to allergens during those days. So it's interesting. You want to avoid hanging your clothes outdoors to dry. That's a big issue. And those antihistamines that you take over the counter, the doctor in this, Dr. Schaefer, says that actually could be a really good thing to take. He said that, and I agree, I mean, the lowering, anything you do to combat histamine, I'm going to talk about that naturally here in just a second, but histamine obviously is the big issue. It's produced from the mast cells in the body. The more histamine that's produced, the more we struggle. So, again, what does that mean? Well, kind of the root cause of a lot of the histamine produced in the body is not just the outdoor allergens that we face, but it's our body's, number one, inability to break down proteins very well. most of us, as we age, we lose the ability to break proteins down very well. We lose a lot of the hydrochloric acid in the stomach and the digestive tract, so we can't break down a lot of these histamines. So that's why you end up taking an antihistamine. They tend to help a little bit. But what do you do? Well, from a natural perspective, you cut down a lot of the sensitivity types, food sensitivities, which the strong two are dairy products and wheat products or grains. So breads, pastas, cereals, crackers, and then your milk products. They all can cause a lot of the food sensitivities and cause you to have a little bit of a challenge in the allergy area. Hydrochloric acid helps break the food down. You can look at digestive enzymes as well. They both can help break proteins down and get your body to a phase where it can function more at a peak level. So I hope that helps. Now, again, that's just more on the natural side of things and kind of the why that this happens. You can buy the hypoallergenic filters for your home. Those HEPA filters, they're actually really good. They do a great job. Air conditioning at night can help as well. It's critical that you keep your bedroom clean and pollen-free to avoid allergies. So with the HEPA filter and also the air conditioner running, both of those can help tremendously and help keep you sleeping and not sneezing all night long. You can also go see your doctor. It's always something you can do. I mean, again, anyone that your allergist or whatever can come up with ways and options. But a lot of times if you start protecting your environment like this says, then you can really do quite well, actually. And again, allergy seasons, if it's only seasonal for you, they last a short period of time, more in the transition period of the seasons. But at the end of the day, you want to come up with a good game plan. And I'm a bigger fan of naturally doing it because at the end of the day, you want to get your body breaking down proteins anyway. The reality is that when you hit a seasonal allergy time, your body's not breaking proteins down well throughout the year all the time. It's just when the allergens start to hit, you notice it a lot more. So that's kind of the issue with that whole deal. 888-283-7272. It's the phone number. Give me a call right now or go online. Go to teamlifestyle.com. Let's go to the phones and talk with Jane. Hi, Jane.
I get a numbing sensation in the back of my legs sometimes, and I didn't know if it could point me in the direction of either chiropractic care or supplements.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, Jane, that's a really good question. I typically, if you've got pain running down your legs and you just don't know where it came from, you didn't really injure yourself, a lot of times that can just be a wear and tear in the disc in the spine, and it could just be a malposition of some of the bones, and that's more the chiropractic theory. So you could have a chiropractic physician look at that, take a peek at it. Osteopathic physicians could look at it as well. And then if you want to get your primary care to take a peek, that might be good too. Just, you know, again, you want to make sure it's non-surgical. And a chiropractic physician can rule in and rule out that. Your primary care, depending on what the orthopedic tests show, may or may not look for like an MRI or go for some extensive testing. But it just depends. So, again, multiple opinion never hurts. And from a nutritional standpoint, I would get the evaluation first because you want to find out the why, and you also want to get it medically ruled in or out. And then that way, if you want to tackle it from a natural perspective, you can do that. So, again, it comes down to getting that good evaluation first. I always think that's a really good way to go. Okay? Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Go to teamlifestyle.com. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider in your area, check out the website, mylifestyleproviders.com. We've got team members that we're growing all around the country to be able to help you with whatever you're struggling with. And if you have a question, go to the website, click on the button that says Ask a Question, and our team members will be able to get it, and we'll get the answer right to you, or I can answer it on the show or privately, whatever you prefer. Regardless, our team is here to empower your lifestyle. That's what our show's about. That's what our company's about. It's about helping you live the life that you deserve. Because the reality is, you're only given one. It was given to you for free. We want to help you take care of that. And literally, it doesn't matter if you're 30, 40, 50, 70, or 90, we want to keep you thriving. You're listening to America's Lifestyle Coach on the Lifestyle Radio Network.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Welcome back to the show. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Or you can check us out on the web. Going to the break, talking with Aaron. Aaron's been going through some challenges, as we like to say. Divorced, also going through extreme fatigue, even had open sores in your nostrils, and stopped having periods for a period of time. You're only 36 years young, right? So you've got a lot going on, and we need to kind of connect the dots. So why don't you keep going from where you left off?
Okay. Also, struggle a lot with severe constipation, but that's been an issue since, from what my mom said the day I was born. And I found some supplements that help so that I can get somewhat regular, but it's not real consistent results. And, of course, I'm having trouble sleeping every now and again. And obviously the days that I don't get to sleep, I feel worse. And there's that 900-pound weight again. So there's a pretty good panel of symptoms there. As far as what I'm doing to help myself, I've taken a lot of supplements to try to help the mood and the irritability that kind of comes with the fatigue. And I've, you know, obviously a multivitamin. I do take the foundational four, plus I've added some other things. I thought maybe I was anemic, so I added iron. And most everything I take is a whole food supplement.
Okay. Well, have you had tests done? Have you had blood work done? Have they checked your thyroid? Have they checked, I mean, what have they checked or have they not checked? Where do things land, say, with your visits to your doctor?
Okay. When I stopped having periods, I went to get my, to my gynecologist to get tested to figure out what was going on. She put me on a round of progesterone, a 10-day course, and that didn't do anything. So then I went back and then got a blood test. Results came back, everything was normal.
Everything was normal, meaning she checked all your hormones, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. She checked iron, she checked B12, she checked everything.
As far as I know, I don't know specifically what she checked because I just told her what was going on and then she ordered the test from there, and I don't know specifically what she ordered.
Okay, but she just said, everything looks normal, I have no idea.
Right.
Kind of.
And then I went to another gynecologist, and I got the same thing, normal test results, and said that it was probably just stress-related. But now this is going on, you know, almost 3 years later.
You got divorced when?
I got divorced. The divorce was final 2 years ago. He left 6 months before that, so 2.5 years he was gone.
She started feeling bad 3 years ago, right?
Yeah. Well, and a little bit before that, and I'd say that was probably due to stress because of...
You knew things were falling apart?
Yeah, I recognized my marriage was falling apart and started feeling bad at that point, I think.
Yeah. Do you have kids?
No, no children.
No kids. No. You know, divorce is just, it's brutal. It's one of the toughest things for anybody to go through, and... the emotional stress that it puts on someone, even at the subconscious level, where you don't even know it. I mean, you can't even recognize what it's doing to you.
Right.
It's pretty substantial. I mean, I would say if you feel like there's a 900-pound weight on you and you feel like that, I mean, the whole constipation thing, we can deal with that. But if you feel fatigued all the time, Have you done any antidepressants? Have you gone that route with your doctors at all?
I did years ago, and then I just got off of them because I had done some research and reading and side effects, and then I just decided it wasn't the best choice for me.
So. Which one did you take?
I was on Wellbutrin.
Okay.
And before that, they had put me on Lexapro, Prozac. I tried a couple different ones at once. Very effective.
Which one was the most effective?
The Wellbutrin.
Okay. So your dopamine was low. That's what Wellbutrin does. It works on dopamine. Okay. That's good. That's really good information, by the way. All right, here's the deal. If you're feeling like you've got all this weight on you, you're constipated, your energy levels are low, definitely is brain chemistry, okay? But it could be thyroid. It could be thyroid being in an autoimmune state. That's a possibility. So no one's checked that. I would ask them to check TPO. Just remember those three letters, TPO. You have your doctor check that. That's a hidden underlying chronic fatigue factor that sometimes is overlooked. A lot of docs won't look for it. And so that's a real key. I would look for anemias. I would look for a vitamin D deficiency. That's a big one. Have you had that checked, vitamin D?
I don't. Like I said, I don't know if you check it, but I do take vitamin D supplement every day.
Yeah, I would get that checked because if it's low, and see the low end of the range is about 30. Is you always want the numbers to be between about 70 and 90 on a blood test. That's the key for vitamin D, and it really plays a big role in brain chemistry. Have you done anything, just curious, have you done anything to get past the divorce?
Yes, I've been in biblical counseling for the past year.
Okay.
And before that, I was doing just a lot of kind of reading and Christian books based on the Bible to try to counsel myself, but then I started talking to somebody.
I think that's awesome. And I think that is going to be a big road to healing for you because it really is one of the greatest challenges to walk through. So let me throw some things at you. Do some research on this, okay? Brain chemistry, neurotransmitters, that's the link. And dopamine sounds like it's the one. I agree with you not wanting to be on the medications for a long period of time. I totally get that. Dopamine, though, here's some real good foods that can help with dopamine. There's good research behind it. Meat, fish, eggs, cheese, and chocolate. Those foods right there, meat, fish, eggs, cheese, and chocolate, very good. Caffeine lowers dopamine, so you want to make sure you consider staying away from foods high in caffeine. Or drinks as well. And glutathione, tyrosine, vitamin B6, and N-acetylcysteine are all very good, too, at supporting healthy dopamine levels. So I hope that helps. Stay in touch. You can always send me an email. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither those nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical conditions.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619.